The murder of six Asian women in Atlanta last month has stirred memories of a man named Vincent Chin. He was a young Chinese American who died in the 1980s after being beaten by two men in the Michigan city of Highland Park. Michigan Radio's Beenish Ahmed reports that Chin was killed during another time of heightened anti-Asian sentiment. And a warning, this story contains descriptions of violence.
It was 1982, and the big three automakers were in free fall, struggling to compete with more efficient vehicles. A lot of people in Detroit blame the decline on Japanese car companies. James Shimura is a Japanese-American attorney who grew up in the city.
At the time, they were having these car bashings. They would get a Japanese car and go out there with a sledgehammer and start pounding at it. Well, to jump from that to being a human is not that far of a shift.
That's what Shimura thinks happened to Vincent Chin. Chin got into a fight at a strip club where he'd been celebrating his bachelor party. He fled. The two white men that he'd brawled with searched for him and beat him with a baseball bat until his skull cracked.
No one should have to be targeted and beat because of what you look like, and that's really what happened.
Both of the men who bludgeoned Chin were auto workers. One of them was unemployed. Witnesses said they used racial slurs and told Chin, quote, "It's because of you, little expletive, that we're out of work." Chin was Chinese-American, not Japanese. Writer Helen Zia, also Chinese-American, was an unemployed auto worker in Detroit at the time.
Anybody who looked Japanese, we felt like we had a target on our heads.
Zia became an activist in support of Chin. She sees similarities between then and now. In the 80s, Asian Americans were blamed for the decline of the auto industry. Now, they're blamed for the pandemic. Zia calls the parallels chilling.
To think of how we are today going through a very similar period, except I would say that today is worse.
That's because so much of the anti-Asian rhetoric hasn't come from a certain industry or organization like in the 80s, but from people leading the country. Former President Donald Trump first used the phrase China virus in a tweet exactly 1 year before a gunman shot up three spas in Atlanta, killing eight people. Six of them were Asian women. The man who confessed to the killing said they were not racially motivated. He told law enforcement they were fueled by his sex addiction. Zia takes issue with that assessment.
The way Asian American women are racialized and become targets in this country have everything to do with their gender and how they are seen as sex objects.
Peter Ho Davies wrote a fictionalized account of Vincent Chin's 1982 death in his novel The Fortunes. He wonders if similar cross-currents of racism and sexism were at play in Chin's case, too.
Asian American women are often fetishized in very particular ways. It also has a parallel in the way that Asian American men are sometimes seen as emasculated, I think, by white culture. And I'm wondering what it meant in the context of a strip club to see an Asian American man in some kind of sexual context, whether that was maybe part of the flashpoint of the violence that developed in that space as well.
Ho Davies also points to how the Georgia sheriff's captain initially excused the alleged killer in Atlanta as having had a bad day. That reminded Ho Davies of how the Michigan judge in Chin's case sentenced his attackers to probation and fines. Judge Charles Kaufman said at the time, quote, "These weren't the kind of men you sent to jail." Kaufman explained his decision in an interview for a PBS documentary made several years after Chin's death.
The victim lingered for 4 days, which again, based upon everything, was indicative to me that they attempted to administer a punishment. They did this too severely in careless, reckless disregard of human life, which is what manslaughter is. And that's what they were found guilty of, and that's what I predicated my sentence on. Had it been a brutal murder, of course these fellows would be in jail now.
Both men were ultimately cleared of criminal charges after a series of trials. Neither spent a day in jail. James Shimura, the lawyer, says that outcome still makes his blood boil. Vincent Chin grew up in Ferndale, Michigan. We're standing in front of a plaque commemorating him.
We're all targets. And I think that's the one critical thing that came out of the case is that people realize I'm Asian, and it could have been me that night. And for that reason, it raised the consciousness for millions of people, Asian Americans in this country.
Vincent Chin spent 4 days in a coma before he died on June 23, 1982. He was buried a week after his bachelor party and a day after he was supposed to have been married. For Here and Now, I'm Beenish Amith.